Well, aren't you going to ask me what is wrong?
No.
Well, it is Clayton. I passed him in the hallway and said good morning, and he totally ignored me. I said Clayton totally ignored me.
Smart man. It's a skill I'd like to develop.
He writes one lousy bill, hasn't even passed yet, and he thinks he's Kaiser of the Hill.
Well, Krauss, it's a pretty good piece of legislation.
Well, why is his name on it?
For Pete's sake, it was his idea.
Boy, I have lots of ideas. Nobody ever gives me any credit.
That's not true. Just the other day, the governor said, whose stupid piece of nonsense is this? And I gave you credit.
Excuse me. Benson, do you have my copy of the Endicott Commercial Development Act?
I don't know. Krauss, do I have that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, where is it?
So now you are talking to me, eh? Find it yourself, bird beak.
Where is my bill?
Well, it's down the desk, Clayton, somewhere. Look for it.
I don't have time. I have a meeting in 5 minutes with Senator Hartford. We've polled the committee. It's going to be very close.
Uh-huh.
One vote, Senator Hartford's vote.
Well, good luck.
What does that mean?
What don't you understand? Good or luck? Yellow? Yes, unfortunately, he's right here. Well, I'll tell him. What? With all due respect, sir, I'd rather not. Oh, well, you may be right about that. Okay.
Good, I found it.
Endicott.
Yeah, let's get going. They're waiting for us.
Us? What do you mean, us? You're not invited.
Yes, I am. The governor just invited me.
Well, I'm uninviting you. I don't need you.
Clayton, I didn't want to go, believe me. But the governor insisted.
What did he say?
He said, I insist.
You see, Senator Hartford, I really believe this bill will contribute to the economic stability of our state.
Well, now, I admit that is a possibility. The problem is, Governor, I've been such a vocal advocate for conservation. The idea of the commercial development of our state parks, I don't know.
But you haven't made up your mind one way or the other?
No, I haven't.
Good. All I ask is an open mind.
Morning, Governor. Hi, Diane. It's been a long time.
Too long.
Yeah, could we get started with this meeting? Benson.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the purpose of this little gathering is to ascertain exactly why Senator Hartford is being so pig-headed about supporting my bill.
I beg your pardon.
See, that's why I wanted you here.
Clayton. Why don't you find out what the senator thinks before you start calling her names?
Benson, this is my ball game. I'm up at bat.
Okay, Casey, you got it.
It is my feeling that the bill has not been properly thought out.
Uh-huh. You see? Pig-headed.
Strike one.
It's just that the language in paragraph 10 is very difficult to understand.
Well, with all due respect, Senator, only a moron could fail to understand it.
Strike two.
Mr. Endicott, only a moron would ignore the impact this could have on our natural resources.
Oh, please, sweetheart, we're not going to burn Bambi out of the forest.
Strike three.
Would you please keep your snide remarks to yourself?
Why don't you just back off and calm down?
Well, sorry, it isn't fair. This is my meeting. It's my bill. It's mine.
Okay, maybe you better hit the showers.
Fine. Take my name off the bill. Take it off. All right here.
Forgive me, Senator. I'd just like to have a little chat with Mr. Endicott, up close and personal.
So, how do you like the game so far?
Well, Mr. Endicott certainly lives up to his reputation.
That he does. About this bill, it's all over the floor here. I just wanted you to know that the governor and I share your concerns about the environment.
But, Benson, what about future administrations?
Well, I think that's covered in paragraph 10.
I don't. I think paragraph 10 is wishy-washy.
Okay, well, let's take a look at it. It's down here somewhere.
Well, here, let me help you.
Okay. You find anything yet?
I've got paragraph 8.
I got here's paragraph 9. Yes.
We seem to be moving in on it. Is that you that smells so good?
No, they shampooed the rugs. You realize, of course, that if anyone came in now, we'd have a lot of explaining to do.
Well, we could just say that we took the debate to the floor.
Yeah, what am I doing? Just have Krauss make us up another copy.
Well, I do have another meeting to get to, Benson. I tell you what, why don't I meet you back here at 2:30?
No, 2:30 is no good. I'm having my picture taken with the bus driver of the month. How about 4?
No, I'm sorry. 4 o'clock. I've got a staff meeting, and that's probably going to run right up to dinner.
Now, how about dinner?
Oh, Benson, I don't want to take up your whole evening with this.
Take it up. Doesn't have to be painful. Look, we can work out our differences and have dinner.
Well, all right. I'll look forward to that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The wires up at Batty Connect suck!
May I help you?
Yes, yes. Dubois, reservations for 2.
Dubois. Oh, Lieutenant Governor Dubois. You're next. We'll have a table for you in just a minute.
Thank you.
Would you mind terribly just stepping up here out of the way?
This is nice, Benson. Do you always entertain your political opponents so stylishly?
Only when my political opponents are stylish.
I get the feeling you're trying to flatter me.
Go with that feeling.
I think we need to talk about Mr. Endicott's bill some more. You know, I still don't like the wording.
Well, if you make it any tougher, the developer won't be able to make a profit.
That's debatable.
Okay, well, why don't we save the debate until after dinner?
Agreed.
Larry, darling. Excuse me. So good to see you. Kissy, 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 kissy.
Shame on you for not making a reservation. You should have called me. Go right in.
Madam, I don't want to make a fuss, but we were here before Larry, darling.
Yesterday. But that was Professor Larry Fishfeld, the weekend weatherman. He's on TV.
He's on TV.
What does that mean?
He gets our table.
Well, look who's here. Pardon me.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon me. Welcome. Kissy.
A nice table has just opened up. Go right on in.
Madam, again, excuse me, I don't want to make a fuss, but weren't we next in line?
Lieutenant Governor, that was disgraceful.
I said, excuse me.
No. They're a very famous rock group. Where have you been?
Well, I guess you must spend too much time here in your line waiting for one of them tables. You want to get out of here?
No, I really don't mind waiting. I hear they have great desserts.
Well, I'm not big on desserts unless they have sweet potato pie or something like that. But looking at this joint, I doubt it.
Well, you know I make a pretty mean sweet potato pie myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All from scratch, thick crust, brown sugar, and fresh sweet potatoes.
Those are the ingredients.
You doubt my ability?
No. I don't doubt anything you could do. I suppose you do make a pretty fair to middling sweet potato pie.
I make the best.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll just have to take your word for that, though.
No, you don't have to take my word for that. I will take you to my place. I will bake you a pie.
You'll take me to your place and bake me a pie now?
What's the matter with now, since we're not going to get a table from Kissy Kissy?
It'll take at least a couple of hours to bake a sweet potato pie, won't it?
Is that a problem? I've got all night.
Curiously, so do I. Let's flee this fire trap.
Lieutenant Governor, I have your table.
Hang on to it, Kissy Kissy. Good morning, Krause. You're looking lovely today.
Well, Benson, I understand you and Senator Hartford are the new twosome in town.
Where'd you hear that?
Professor Fischfeld on the 11 o'clock weather. It was a slow night for weather. You were a filler.
I guess it wasn't enough for Fishface that he got my table.
So, what did you and the senator do after dinner?
Oh, we had a very sweet, none of your business.
Good morning. Did you hear Senator Hartford changed her mind? She's going to vote for Clayton's bill.
You're kidding.
No. So you must have really made progress with her last night.
I get the impression they made a lot of progress.
Krause, give it a rest.
Did I miss something? What's going on?
Let's just say politics makes strange bedfellows.
Oh! Grandson! Well, I'm really surprised. I didn't expect you to go this far for the administration. Jiminy crickets!
Jiminy crickets? Look, I didn't do anything for the administration, assuming I did do something, which I'm not saying I did.
Benson, 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 what a pal. This man single-handedly saved my bill. What can I do to thank you? I'm gonna throw you a party in my office in 10 minutes. I'm serving champagne. Domestic, but very nice.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let me set you people straight. Now, the only business that went on between me and the senator had nothing to do with Clayton's bill. Now, we simply had a lovely evening and we renewed a relationship that began some time ago. And I can assure you that it had nothing to do with her changing her mind.
Listen, Benson, whatever you say.
Yeah, sure.
I'm telling you, it had nothing to do with her changing her mind.
Sure.
TV Land hopes you're enjoying this 48.
Well, well, little Miss Gatling, what are you doing home from school playing hooky?
No, I didn't have classes this morning. I was working at the Capitol.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. You're a page now. Listen, sweetheart, let me give you a little bit of advice. You want to make it in the big bad world of politics, you got to ferret out the people with clout. Then you do anything and everything to impress them.
Sounds a lot like kissing up.
Hey, listen, kid, you want to make it in this business, you pucker up and like it.
Katie, Clayton.
Hi, Benson.
Benson, Benson, Benson. How is our congressional Casanova?
I don't want to discuss that right now. You know where I'm coming from?
I have totally dug you. I am hep. Give me five, my man.
Rolled up or flat?
Later, killer.
Don't worry, Benson. I already know what happened with you and the senator last night.
Katie, this is not a topic for polite conversation.
Come on, Benson. I'm a teenager. I feel perfectly comfortable discussing sex.
Yeah, well, then go discuss it with your dad so I can feel comfortable.
Hi, Benson.
Oh, hi, Diane. Katie, would you excuse us?
No problem. I'll go talk to my dad. Boy, is he in for a surprise.
You little Dickens. Would you like a cup of coffee, Diane?
No, thank you, Vincent. I had some time before the committee vote this afternoon, so I thought I'd drop by and see if you were free for lunch.
Sure, let's go. There's something I want to talk to you about.
What's that?
Well, we can discuss it over lunch.
Oh, come on, Benson. You got me curious. What is it?
Well, frankly, it's been bothering me why you changed your mind on that bill.
Well, I suppose I did it to make you happy.
That's what I was afraid of.
Obviously, you're not happy.
You were against the bill.
Not exactly. And besides, you made some very persuasive arguments for it.
So you changed your vote just to make me happy?
I was also under the impression I was doing you a favor.
I don't want favors that jeopardize your integrity.
Vincent, let me worry about who jeopardizes my integrity.
Look, Diane, all I'm trying to say is that I think you're mixing personal feelings with politics, and that's wrong.
I think you are really overreacting on this thing.
You're completely missing my point.
The hell I am. I think you're being very unappreciative.
Look, Diane, maybe we should change the subject.
Maybe we should.
Fine. Let's go to lunch.
Let's not. I'm not very hungry.
Let's go to a restaurant then that serves lousy food.
Benson, we were just at the cup.
Benson! How could... What do you... Where the... Why... When? What? 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 What?
Sounds like the belt in his brain is slipping.
We just saw Senator Hartford at the Capitol. She said that after talking to you, she's decided not to support the bill after all.
Is that so?
I couldn't do leave well enough alone. Why did you have to tamper with my success? Why? 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 Why?
Is that it?
Why?
I figured there was one left.
Exactly. What did you say to Senator Hartford?
Well, it was personal. And besides, Governor, with all due respect, it's none of your business.
Why did you have to get personal with her?
Clayton, it had nothing to do with your bill.
Yes, it did. My bill is dead. You killed it. Assassin!
Don't you point that finger at me.
All right, now
put your fingers away and let's act like gentlemen.
Well, if we're going to act like gentlemen, Clayton's going to have to put his mouth away, too.
Why, Clayton!
Now, I'd like to ask you a question. Did this personal conversation, which is none of my business, have any effect on the senator's decision?
Well, look, I was concerned that the senator had voted for that bill because of her feelings for me, and I didn't want her to do that. You can understand that, can't you, Governor?
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Well, I can't.
That doesn't surprise me.
Excuse me. Benson, Senator Hartford is here to see you.
She is? Send her in.
Clayton, sit! Go!
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Senator.
Lieutenant Governor.
Senator.
Well, what brings you here, Senator? Did you drop by to give us the bad news?
As a matter of fact, Mr. Endicott, I have good news. The committee has passed your bill.
It passed. My bill passed.
So you decided to vote for the bill after all?
No, I abstained. And because it was a tie vote...
It passed to the floor. That's terrific.
She abstained. From what?
Never mind, Governor. Senator, needless to say, we are deeply grateful. Now, I am not often given to the graphic display of emotion, but... And Benson. And Governor.
Well, so why did you decide to abstain?
Well, I thought about what you said earlier, and you may be right.
Thank you.
Then again, you may be wrong, but since I wasn't sure, I decided to abstain.
Well, look at it this way. It'll go before the Senate, and it'll be open for debate.
Mm. Benson, I want you to know I do plan to make an issue of paragraph 10.
That's okay. I have a feeling we're going to be on opposite sides of the paragraph anyway. May the better man win.
I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Benson, about earlier today, I...
Oh, Diane. Forget it.
Well, I hope this hasn't caused any irreparable damage to our relationship.
Any irreparable damage to our relationship? I love it when you talk that way.
So everything's okay?
Nothing that a freshly baked sweet potato pie can't fix.
It's as good as in the oven.
What do you say we get together tomorrow night, babe? I'm sorry, Senator Babe. I don't make you call me Lieutenant Governor. Okay, once. But that was just a joke. Well, frankly, I'm getting kind of tired of sweet potato pie. Not yours, just anybody's. Well, couldn't we? Uh-huh.